Mr. Cartman, due dispense of your intellect with us, please. In regards to this matter.
Sir Davis, Representative Martin Garrett Corbin with the Maine Municipal Association.
Mr. Corbin, as you know...
Your mic, Mr. Corbin, please. I think I just turned you off.
You just turned me off, too.
I was trying to.
In fact, I still have the floor.
You have the floor, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Corbin, as you know, I just gave you a copy of that 15 or 20 minutes ago. Have you had an opportunity to read it, and can you explain to me, or to all of us, what, in your opinion, what this does or what this does not do?
Okay, certainly, yeah. I did just have a chance to read it just prior to the work session, and to me, it appears that the amendment basically requires municipal ordinances to follow federal or state rules, and that's already the case, without saying. No need to have statute for that. Unless, and it appears that those ordinances would not be permissible unless the State Board of Pesticides Control did approve those ordinances or determine that they were in compliance with the state or the feds. I'm not sure what the department thinks, but regardless whether it's the amendment or the printed bill, I would think back to the cardinal rule of Maine, if you will. It's not a rule that's in Robert's Rules of Orders or that you have to go to law school to learn. It's just the simple rule we all know, that's if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And to me, the proponents on this bill did not really meet the burden of proving that there is anything broken that needs to be fixed in the state here, to show that there has been a proliferation of ordinances. That was a claim. There have only been three enacted in the last 10 years. I didn't hear anyone actually explicitly say how the ordinances are inhibiting their business practices. And so with those two things in mind, you know, I haven't had a chance to poll our committee, but I don't think that they would see a need at this time for the printed bill or the amended bill in an area where home rule authority, as far as we can tell, seems to be functioning perfectly fine.
Thank you, Representative Beebe Senna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome.
I'm looking at the ordinances. I was particularly impressed with the thoughtfulness of the ordinances and the unobtrusiveness of the ordinances. And I was also struck by the waiver process that Harpswell has. And it seems that instead of being at two totally different ends of the spectrum here between towns doing ordinances and the pesticide board, I just wonder if the waiver process may have some help or offer some help to this conundrum we seem to be in. Do you have any thoughts on that? Would it be worth listening to the waiver process? Or
I imagine the waiver would help. There are some members, at least from the town of Harpswell, I'm not sure if there are others in the audience, who could discuss how the waiver process has worked in practice, if the committee likes.
Other questions? Representative Madigan.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. No, not a question for Mr. Corbin. I have comments on the bill.
Make your comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maine law allows home rule to municipalities, which is a major provision of our Constitution. And municipalities have always, when they have unique situations, been allowed to pass ordinances that are more restrictive than state law. What amazes me, and I'll also comment on the Harpswell ordinance, how they had a unique problem with their lobster and their shellfish, and they zeroed in on that for protection, and yet at the same time they exempted golf courses and nurseries and agriculture from use of these products. If you look through the list that's on the blue sheet of all the towns that have ordinances, a lot of them deal with storage, but a lot of them deal with trying to protect their aquifers for where their drinking water comes from, and you can't blame any town for that. And what occurred to me is, even though there's 27 towns that have pesticide ordinances, it wouldn't surprise me that every town within their wellhead protection ordinance has some provision where if you're going to apply any kind of pesticide, you may have to run that by the planning board or the the code enforcement officer. That wouldn't surprise me at all that those provisions are also within other ordinances. I find the ordinances that exist today to be very well thought out and dealing with only the concerns of those municipalities. And I don't see where passing this ordinance is going to really change what's in place right now. So I intend to vote ought not to pass in favor of the municipality's rights to home rule. Thank you.
Thank you. Others? Senator DeChambeau?
Well, I'd like to follow up on that. I also am familiar with ordinances, and you're right. They are more stringent than what the state wants and its location. But I'm struck by the fact I in this case, I believe in somewhat centralization of information. And for the people who have an interest, like in Hobswell, and I have a lot of respect for the people who got up and spoke. That was an interesting point. If they wanted an ordinance, they had to go before the town selectmen. They had to make presentations. And what I'm struck by, the pesticide board have meetings every month. That why couldn't that argument also be made at the state level, where there would be a variety of discussions, and so I know that speaks against the whole issue of home rule, but I really think it centralizes the information. There's consistency. Hate to use that word the governor used, but patchwork. So that's what I want to mention also, and before I relinquish this and have to speak another time. I'm familiar with the Maine Farm Bureau, and they had a meeting last week, and the executive director, Dr. Allison Smart, reported that the Maine Farm Bureau voted to pass this bill. Even as amended, they're very comfortable with that. So that's something that means something to me in my area.
Thank you. Senator Keim.
So, Lucia, following up on my question about the ordinance that Harpswell passed, and then it was 4 years before the state policy was changed to match that, what is the method that a municipality would use to, you know, to reach out to the board and, you know, say we have this issue and, you know, 4 years is too long to wait, and I just, maybe you don't have an answer to that, or maybe we have someone from the board that could answer that, but that's
I'm hopeful that somebody from the department or the board is here to follow up on that.